terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
See me, Nudie Novak, in Huckleberry Heroin, starring me, Nudie Novak. Oh yeah, bring it on.
Do I have to do everything myself?
You don't do anything yourself, asshole. You don't even wipe your own ass.
Right.
He doesn't.
Who does?
You've wiped his ass?
Shitburn?
His own ass?
I have wiped his ass.
Shitburn?
Get your own mic, Tammy.
I know.
I wash his ass in the shower.
Are you serious?
That's a bald-faced lie.
No, it's not.
You know what?
Everybody does that, though.
I'm willing to give you a $500 picture, and you say you want it, and then all I want in return is for you to get Yellow Wolf out of the porch.
I'm going to go get it for you.
You have to pass the buck to fucking Cleveland.
Because I was talking to you.
That's not an excuse.
It takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, but I was talking to you. I didn't want to leave.
Or, like, honestly, 1 minute.
Because in two days, guess what? That 1 minute of time is a lot because you're gone for 10 days at a time. So that 1 minute means a lot.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
All right. My phone is too. Oh, it's my boyfriend.
I love you
Hold
too.
On.
Oh, I love you too.
Wait, what are we going to do when you pick me up? Oh, I can't
love
wait.
Love you too, babe.
I can't wait to get in the car.
Bam, you've been gone for a while. Yeah. Me and Jess and Maddie J did last week's show.
How'd it go?
Well, you know, it was totally different than the you and Tammy show.
Good or bad?
It was fine, man. We just sound like a bunch of old, boring motherfuckers.
You're not old and boring, Chad. You're hot.
We did sound like it.
But Chad, you're hot.
We're trying to suck his dick.
I'm not.
Yeah, we sounded old and boring.
We're trying to suck his dick.
It didn't sound like the BAM Tammy show.
You just like him because you're 40 and he's 40.
Yeah, but Chad's fucking hot.
72, baby.
But guess what? Chad fucking blows away Barbara. Most 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Chad's hotter than most 20-year-olds, so why wouldn't I like him?
Yeah, I had Ryan Felipe show up over my house the other night, and Tammy actually says...
Ryan Felipe.
Hey, do you know who Ryan Felipe is? Because Bam's friends with him, and, like, you need to clear the way, because Bam feels like talking to him. I'm like, that is him, you fuckwit.
But is it?
You told Ryan Felipe to beat it.
Get out.
Yeah. She told Ryan Felipe to beat it, because Ryan Felipe is showing up.
But I didn't know it was him, but as soon as I saw him, I go, God damn, you're hot.
And then he thought that she was joking, and she wasn't, because it's Tammy.
But what'd he say, though?
He does look like a regular Westchester guy.
He looks like a regular Westchester fucking guy with a Scully hat on. He was in all black. Who would have known it was him? But he goes, I want to get
well,
where Tam
his
Tam.
Girlfriend's fucking hot.
She is hot.
Yeah. That's how you can tell.
She's blonde, but she's all right.
I love blondes.
You think he's good in bed?
I like blondes.
Probably.
I think he does the cruel intentions though.
He's like a fucking ninja, dude. I think he's a black belt.
Is he?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, it goes with his fucking black shirt.
Oh, but Chad, he's doing a new movie. He looks like a ginger. Chad, he looks like a ginger. His hair is like red.
There are not many red-headed superstars, are there?
There's not.
That Carrot one Top. Dude in Harry Potter.
No, but Carrot Top.
Harry Potter's not fucking redhead.
No.
Production would know.
The sidekick.
Harry Potter is not fucking redhead.
No, Carrot Top.
The sidekick.
His sidekick is.
Carrot Top is.
The one that's fucking
Carrot
her hiney.
Potter?
Yeah.
The one that's fucking her hiney.
Who else?
I don't know.
I'll think of more. Kate Winslet.
That ABC dude.
No, Kate Winslet gets her hair dyed red. She's a blonde.
The guy from the NYC cop show.
Oh.
Who's the girl? Molly. No. Who? Wait.
CSI Miami?
I don't know. The old redhead.
Yeah.
He is a redhead.
Yeah, but Ryan Phillippe's redhead.
Heard she was hairy downstairs. Is that true?
Me?
No. What's her name?
Who?
His girlfriend?
That one chick you talked about before.
Who?
That other chick.
That's Shipbirds. Shipbirds is here.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, Shipbirds.
Welcome to Radio BAM. We have production.
Hey, what up, P-Doc?
And Shipbirds.
And the ultimate Tam-Tam.
Tam-Tam, I think you're pretty obvious that you're on the radio.
I think everybody knows how tammered she is right now.
You're fucked up, huh?
Not even.
Well, you know what? It was nice, though. I got woken out of bed at 3 p.m. to Shipbirds.
You're out of your element.
No.
Yeah, me and Bam drug you out of bed, but we were saying, where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
Yeah,
Where's the fucking money?
They made me... Was it P-Dot that made eggs and bacon?
No, I was actually Shipbirds. I'm the one that made these awesome
drinks. Yeah, they were like, you're out of your element. You're out of your element. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
So they made me eggs and bacon and then
sausage.
Fucking P-Dot and salt. I don't eat sausage.
Sausage.
But, oh, I do eat spam sausage. But then P-Dot made
sausage.
Me... P-Duck's making smoothies.
Fucking wrecked. Smoothies.
There's vodka in it.
Yeah. I know, I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
And it's black.
You
lacquer.
Are, aren't you?
It's she black lacquer.
She looked at me, she's like, P-Duck, I'm
rappers
I'm
love girly drinks.
Yeah.
Because
I love girls.
What's up with that?
That's like, not why.
Yeah, that is why? Exactly why.
Rappers like the weirdest drinks. Like,
no.
They like
girly
slow
drinks.
Gin with Corona in it so it turns red. And then
what?
They're like Hennessy. They like Hennessy warmed up in a microwave.
What's Hennessy?
Oh, no.
Ugh.
It's fucking cognac.
Warmed up in a fucking microwave.
Yeah, I've seen it happen.
You ever have a banana warmed up in a microwave?
I made strawberry daiquiris without rum and vodka.
P-Duck comes to my bar and he goes, I'll have a strawberry daiquiri and don't forget, I forgot the whipped cream.
Nice drink, homo.
No, and he actually goes, go back and get the whipped cream. I go, okay. Yeah. He made me go back and get the whipped cream.
Production's like the Brian Austin Green of the 2000s.
I'm just saying. I make a banging drink.
Brian Austin Green's fucking Megan Fox, though.
See?
Is he?
Yeah.
Dude,
how about
are you fucking
them
serious?
He's married to her.
What?
They just got married.
How about them apples,
really?
Motherfucker?
Yeah. And last time I checked, she gets like hall passes.
I get a hall pass,
shit,
too.
Hockey.
That's that chick with the hairy pussy I was talking about.
Who's... Wait,
you want to die today?
Yeah, that was the hairy pussy
Is that what you
want
to do?
Why do I want to die?
Do you feel like dying?
No.
Why?
Don't die.
Do you want to die?
Your hair?
Well, you're gonna I'm here. Yeah,
Somebody
I
be turning
She's talking to some dude
murder.
Named Plaid. She said she likes Plaid.
Well,
she's wearing it.
I'm wearing it.
What I thought. I was like, is that the... Do you like the Plaid shirt, or is it a guy named
Plaid? Is he named Plaid, Tammy?
No, that's his fake name.
Is this a real person, or are you just trying to get Bam jealous?
Shit, yeah.
My phone's ringing.
Hang on.
Wait, hey, Plaid.
These guys are playing games.
All right, love you,
and
too.
And their phones
right,
ringing.
Oh, Plaid.
And they pretend they're talking to...
Yeah, Plaid, pick me up at Bam's house. I'll be right there.
You guys are fucking whacked, man.
Don't get lost, because some of the words swerve.
So, Bam, you've been in LA. You've been in LA for a while. That's why I was saying Jess and I had to fill in. What have you been doing in LA?
I can't say.
You cannot say. That sounds exciting.
It is actually.
Whenever you can't tell, that's...
No,
like,
I really can't
that's
say.
That's awesome.
I can say. I know.
No, you can't say.
Don't say, because I'll have to fucking edit.
Because all his fans will be excited.
But Bam has got a killer new gig, dude. And Bam is back. He will be back more than ever.
He is.
He's doing something funny, and that's cool.
Say hello to...
Oh, it's fucking bad great.
Ass motherfucker.
Yeah, it's fun,
that's his
too.
Initials.
Good.
Bad ass motherfucker.
Oh, no, bowel movement.
What?
I'm going.
Tammy Palumbo, toilet paper.
Oh,
toilet paper.
Bam Margera, bowel movement. That's
toilet
our
paper.
Bowel movement.
Yeah, it we got T-Wow in the house for fucking Jersey Whore.
Woo! Yeah.
Toilet paper.
She's 40 over 10 looking.
Bam, do you have a song to play? So let's just play
a Yellow Wolf. But and you know what? You didn't even go get it.
I went to
do you have a different another song?
God.
I'll go get it.
Cleveland, you can get on a fucking microphone.
You should.
Go get it. It will take you less than 1 minute.
Yeah. Go get the yellowfish out.
Go get it.
Get the yellowfish out.
You. You want a picture for $500 and I'm willing to give it to you, and all in return is me playing Yellow Wolf out of the porch.
So I'll
go get it.
We'll
do it then.
Quit.
Please.
People don't want to wait this long for a Yellow Wolf.
They're going to have to.
That's on my chest.
Play another song.
It's going to be more than 1 minute.
Tammy, go get
it. Still be here.
If not,
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I'm always
ready. Well, then do it.
If not,
production's ready.
I said please.
I'm ready at any time. You know?
Production is a white rapper, and I met him at a cell phone store years ago, and now he's living in Bam's Hobbit Hole, much like a hamster behind the glass.
I'm the motherfucking Hobbit Hole hustler.
You're the Hobbit Hole hamster.
I'm the Hobbit Hole hustler. Get it correct.
You're Pete Elegant.
Hobbit Hole hamster.
You can stop, drop, and roll down to the Hobbit Hole at any time.
Oh, yeah.
You're Pete Delican, dude.
It's fucking right. What is a Pete Delican?
Pete Delican is when you take a pigeon and shove it up a fucking duck's ass, and
that's
you take
a
duck and shove it up a fucking pelican's ass.
Pete Delican.
That's Thanksgiving, brother.
Fucking right.
It's man. Thanksgiving, man.
It's almost like a turducken, but a little.
It's like a, it's like a
worse.
It's a turducken.
It's like a pea duck.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Me, I went to my dad's, and for some reason I had crab legs.
Huh?
That's not what you eat on fucking Thanksgiving.
Crab legs.
Yeah.
I didn't,
isn't it? I wasn't
that's
happy.
That's fucking
it.
Weird.
You weren't happy? That's your favorite.
Thanksgiving.
I do love
crab legs.
No. Yeah, but not that day. I'm making turkey dinner tomorrow night.
Your favorite food is
you
crab
are?
Legs.
I am.
You don't
stop
cook.
By.
Huh. You don't cook.
Same.
I do cook. That's what I fucking do.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah,
my
so cook.
As a matter
what's your
fact,
favorite dish?
As a matter of fact, Chad can cook his motherfucking
I'm
ass
not
off.
Kidding.
Really?
Yo,
really?
He can grill up a goddamn which, rat Jasmine. And make yeah. it taste like yeah. filet mignon.
I could
filet
grill mignon. Up a fucking rat.
He can cook up a rat and make
that's
it taste
that's a hot
like
outfit.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine's here.
Are the you pregnant? Are you pregnant, Jasmine?
You're going to live in a van down the street.
You and Graham van. Graham.
No, this is mine. This one.
Chad, what's your favorite dish to cook?
My favorite what?
Hi, dish to cook.
Dish?
Dish.
Dish. My favorite dish to cook.
In real life.
Chicken.
I'm not
dude,
kidding.
I can make anything, dude.
But yeah, but like, I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know too, dude.
I can cook anything, dude.
I gave Chad a grill. And he became like a chef.
A George Foreman grill?
No, anybody fuck that. Can fucking I gave him a real grill.
Well,
I mean,
Cleveland,
I have some really
Cleveland's
good hot dogs
begging
to
get on mic.
Training. You brought everything but yellow. Wait, you want me to play Bush on Radio Bam?
No, please don't.
Yeah. I love Bush.
You know what? I'm doing it. I don't care.
You're not playing Bush.
I'm doing it.
Dude,
I track two. It's kind of
my
good.
Reputation is at stake.
I didn't drive before.
It's kind of good, kind
of. I was here.
Track two.
Hey, don't say that.
Dude, I can't Bush play not. Bush.
Can you? He fucks fucking Gwen Stefani. You
big
know?
Deal. Who did it?
I went bowling with Adrian Young, the drummer from No Doubt. All right, so now we're playing Bush because Tammy couldn't find yellow.
Bam, can we not play Bush?
No, it's kind of good, kind of. Chad, give it a chance.
Wait, what track?
Just give it a chance. Track two.
But the chance, does it have to last the whole song?
You might like it.
I don't like it.
You didn't even hear it yet.
I don't value the guy's fucking abilities.
Give him a chance.
I just don't value his attempts.
Why don't you just give him a chance?
I don't value his attempts.
He's named after the president, for fuck's sake.
Play it and then see what you think.
All right, Bush on radio.
Mind strong.
Let's see what Chad strong.
Try to find equilibrium. Head straight. Screwed on. We screwed up. Walk through the fire.
going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
I hated that.
Damn, you know what?
I really did, dude.
You went away.
If Kurt Cobain didn't
you
die,
left.
If Kurt Cobain didn't die, that record.
What's wrong with Gavin Rosdale?
He's taking advantage of everything. Everything.
Please tell me, because I don't know.
His wife, he's taking advantage of the guitar. He's taking advantage.
But how's he taking advantage?
He's taking advantage of the microphone.
How? Tell me.
Because he's terrible. He's fucking terrible.
He has a pretty good voice, right?
You're gonna end up in a green room with the motherfucker.
That,
so watch it.
That will kill anyone's inspiration. I don't know a single person that says they were inspired by Bush. No
I'm dying
one.
I got inspired by Bush.
What's your problem with Bush?
That's funny. I don't have a problem with Bush.
I got inspired by Bush.
I have a problem with the whole concept of what that fucking band is or does. They're terrible.
I only go down if
they
keep
are
the grass
fucking
cut.
Bad, dude.
To the back.
That is
but
a
why
use,
though?
It's a
Chinese fashion.
Ah, it's a useless, boring piece of shit band.
Yeah,
fucking terrible. One of the worst bands.
Well, that's why they're called
ever.
Bush and not trees.
Ever. Ever.
Shrubbery. They're shrubbery.
But why, though?
They're shrubbery,
Jesus.
Dude.
The name sucks. The band sucks. The song sucks. The singer sucks. Everything
Holy
sucks
fuck.
About Bush. Everything.
This is
everything.
The best I've ever heard Chad talk.
It's
on
just
radio.
True. Everything.
Life.
Their fans suck. Everything
fuck
sucks
you,
about
Bush.
I don't know a single
you want
thing
me to fight
good.
Him?
Well, he's sucking Gwen Stefani's pussy.
Great.
I'll
She's
kick
60.
This.
Which sucks.
I kicked the shit
She's
out of
60.
Bush.
How much
I'll fucking kick the shit out?
Ooh, ain't no
Chad was very.
It's a bit crazy in here. It's after Thanksgiving.
I like it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So Jasmine.
Hey, thank you.
Jasmine.
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 You said my name wrong.
No, Jasmine. Jasmine.
Isn't that from Aladdin?
Jasmine. Ah, that's pretty.
Thank you.
How many dicks do you have to punch away all day? Like all day, you're punching dicks off. Like
she's short.
Like seriously.
At the mall.
She comes rolling in here.
You get hit on all the time.
Claire's, yeah.
You get hit on.
I have security guard stalker.
You do?
So
tell me all about it.
On a regular day.
You can't even rat on.
Every day and comes to see me.
You can't even rattle.
What does he do?
Just soft stands there. He's weird.
Fuck. Why is it okay if production does it, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's all cool.
I'm not cool with that either.
It's all good if P-Doc does it.
At least Shippers has a fucking apartment.
Yeah, I got a
fucking apartment. I got a hobbit hole down there.
I know. You have a van.
You live in Shippers' practice spot.
Yeah.
Two bedroom, two baths right here, yo.
You made it, production.
And you don't have to live in a van down the street.
I mean, out of all the people you think of, I definitely made it.
You
I
made
live
it.
In a hobbit hole.
You made it.
I am. I'm a hobbit hole hustler.
I am he a bit jealous. Away. I wish I didn't have the responsibility I did.
Because you live on top of Mount Miserable.
You have the Tom Selleck room as well.
I own a house, and it's a lot more responsibility than living in the fucking hobbit hole.
Cool.
I wish I fucking did.
I clean
yeah, but you
more
have Tom
in one day than
room.
You do all right,
all
you
I'm moving in. Track 9 by Bam's friend
Go
Yellow
ahead.
Wolf.
Granimals.
I feel a certain way about that.
All right, Radio Bam, it's crazy
I
in
don't.
Here.
I know.
Oh, is
yeah.
It?
Fuck yeah. Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf, the new album.
Yeah, I'd like to sing you a little ditty. Elegantly perfect.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Yeah, so bad. Here we have Jaslyn and the tranny goldfish. Yeah. Cleveland comes in here and wrecks everything.
I'll tell you what, this radio room is destroyed.
I'm fixing it.
I know,
week.
It is.
This
actually.
Week.
It is fucked up, and it's not suited for radio shows anymore.
Because people come in here and fucking shit and fucking wreck shit.
This room in Bam's house is the most debaucherous room in the home. And this fucking
one?
Whole house is the most debaucherous fucking home in the world.
Well, serious, what? We need like
people
five
had sex
new mics.
On it. Do you want to know what your mom did the other night? Ryan Felipe, you know who he is? Well, he showed up to come and hang out.
Who is he, Jazz?
And she goes, she says to him, she says, yo, do you know who Ryan Felipe is? Because Bam's friend with him, and you need to clear the way out because, like, he's coming soon. And I'm like, that is him, Tammy.
Where did you meet Ryan Felipe?
Felipe.
I don't know. I try to
he's
make
a from
friend.
Hockessin.
Hockessin, New Jersey.
Delaware.
Delaware, yeah.
I've never been to Delaware. Oh, I have, once.
Ryan Felipe showed up with a black scully cap on and all black and boots. It didn't even look like him. He looked like an average guy in Westchester.
He's an actor.
If it was Chad Einsberg, I would have been like, oh, that's fucking Chad.
Chad Einsberg?
Me as a redhead, yeah.
If it was Chad Ronan, I would have been like, oh, that's Chad with CKY.
If Chad rolled in the dirty ginger, I'd
be. Ryan Felipe has one of the fucking greatest houses in LA, dude.
And he's cool shit.
Oh, yeah, you came.
His house is, yeah, it's fucking amazing.
And he's cool as shit.
Then he had all these rappers show up.
He had awesome.
He's cool as shit.
He was a good dude.
He had some killer. Ryan Felipe.
When we were there, he had to retire pretty early.
Wait, Chad, P-Duck did a rap for him.
Sort of.
What was your first line?
It was, I said, I'll leave you crying like you got stung by a killer bee. I'm smoking some killer tree here with Ryan Felipe.
And he was like,
that's how we started it off.
Wow, way to rhyme.
Ryan and Ryan.
Fucking Ryan.
What about the Penn State handshake? You see that? It's two dicks
Jazzy
together.
I didn't see it.
I'll show it to you. Oh, my phone's dead. Yeah.
I don't care about the whole Penn State shit.
Why not?
Dude, because that crap happens everywhere, and just because it has something to do with fucking football, it matters.
Yep. I agree, Chad. There's a whole lot of leapfrog going bad
right.
in this world.
Oh, yeah. Everything fucking happens every fucking day. And if it has anything to do with football, people give a fucking shit.
If you think fucking hanging out with an 11-year-old in a fucking shower takes you 3 minutes
that,
to answer
you know what
question.
Bothers me? This is what bothers me. The fact that it's like, I heard you in the shower with an 11-year-old boy, and I heard slapping noises. What was that? We were just horsing a man. It must have been a towel with me slapping him. It's like, that's still wrong.
Who said that?
And then they asked
the dude.
The guy.
No, not the dude. The dude is not.
He's trying to say he wasn't banging him out. He's trying to say that he was like slapping him with a towel, horsing around. It's like, what are you doing naked with an 11-year-old boy?
A 60-year-old is
you know what
slapping
I mean?
People with towels.
Either way, he should be locked up.
Well, they straight up asked the guy. They said, are you attracted by young boys?
Then he hesitated.
Took him a good 11, 13, 14 seconds.
What
did
he say?
He was like, well.
11 to 13-year-old boys.
He's like, well. It took
you
that long? Like, it took him seconds.
He should be locked up,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck it.
Lock everyone up and just see how they fucking deal with it.
Spend New Year's with Bubba and fucking
just lock everyone up for a fucking little bit.
You could be 11 years old all.
Everyone?
Just lock everyone up.
Even Tammy?
Just lock her up.
What about Jazz? Jasmine should be locked
Jasmine
up over them fucking stockings.
Just her titties. Just her titties should be locked up. Your titties should be locked
now
up.
Now that she's
life.
18, you can say
Jasmine,
whatever you want.
Jasmine has on lacy stockings, a skirt, and her titties are hanging out of her shirt. So
I
lock
think
her
it
up.
Looks fucking hot.
I know. I was going to get a can
out
of whipped
that.
Cream.
Tammy, no one wants to hear about a hot 18-year-old girl with her titties out.
Oh, yeah. They'd rather have Tammy sitting here nude.
I remember Jasmine when she was 15, 16. Now she's 18.
Now you feel weird.
This is Bam's radio show.
It is.
So what do you want to do, Bam?
Play a song.
When me and Jesse did it, it was so much more tame.
Because Jess has 5 fucking kids.
That's true. No, he's got 3. It's
wait, where's the CD?
Cleveland, you are not on mic. You are on a diet.
I haven't done a radio show in...
No one can fucking hear you, and no one even cares.
I think track 2 is the way to go.
It's good to be in the background.
You are? All right, let's play a fucking song quick. Cleveland, stop talking to me. What track?
Arctic Monkeys. England.
The Farting Monkeys.
No, Arctic.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't pouring rain.
Hey, Bam.
This part
hey, Bam,
still
I didn't know
if
you wanted to touch base on the first
you,
week I moved here.
Do you know
I got roofied. Me and Cleveland got roofied.
This is true.
I know. I heard probably so people could calm you the fuck down.
All they had to do is give me weed. They
I woke up in an alley. I woke up in an alleyway with a snail crawling.
No, a slug.
He got fucking roofied.
Stop trying to make it look sound like Escargot.
And he fell asleep.
Don't think someone's trying to fuck you.
He fell asleep in an alley long enough to have a slug be on his
crawl belly. On me. It was on my face.
That must be 2 hours worth of time at least.
Slug. I woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
You know what I mean?
I walked back in the bar like, what happened? Who'd put something in my drink?
A slug made its way.
Fucking slug.
A slug made its way onto his belly.
Lotus pulled it off me in the bar. It was on my neck.
Dude. Yeah. Even if you slept right next to a slug, like it would still take at least 2 hours for him to make his way all the way up to your
why would somebody roofie a 300-pound man?
Because
they wanted a ride. They wanted to give us a fucking ride.
I look good, by the way.
So they could take pictures from every angle.
And I am 200 pounds, but I'm going to be 170 in
it's actually fucked up and probably really scary.
Stop showing off.
Showing off, yeah. That I got roofied? Oh, cool. I'm so proud that I got roofied.
Who did you get roofied by?
I bought 4 drinks during 50 Cent Beer.
This dude named Eric's sister.
Eric's sister.
Yeah.
Definitely roofied us.
They're
I walk
fans
outside
of the band. They like
to get Killian and Cleveland.
Cleveland has 2 beers.
I had 4 beers. But I don't black out.
And you're knocked out cold in an alley.
Yeah. What is the point
with a
in
slug
roofying?
The point is,
two
I know
straight,
what.
Two straight dudes.
I can give my theory.
She wanted to come at the band. No,
yeah.
Kelly loves Bam. She wanted to come at the band's house.
I was going
to
say that.
Because the night.
They thought if they were roofied, they'd bring them back.
I wasn't even here, though.
Because we would need a ride.
I was in Los Angeles.
We would need a ride home.
Because we would need a ride home.
Uh-huh.
So...
I think they
roofie us, get us the fuck I'm saying. No, hey, we'll give you a ride.
And do they carry around roofie?
No, the bitch
for themselves.
Yeah, smokes crack. She admitted to smoking crack. She sniffs 4 Suboxone. She eats handfuls of Xanax.
Jesus Christ.
I like her. She's a hell of a Cleveland fan, but I'm afraid she roofied me. I really am.
Yeah, they roofie you.
Think?
She went to all my shows.
Dude, I was
she
on.
She gave me roses at my first show. She's a nice girl.
What I want to know.
I roofied my house when I bought it.
What? No. What are roofies even for to begin with?
It wasn't even roof.
For real.
I mean, it wasn't Rehypnol or Rufinol. It was Xanax.
What's it for?
No, I don't know. What is Rehypnol for?
What's roofies for to begin with?
What do they make it for?
That's sure.
I'm sure.
Marilyn Monroe used to take it. I know that.
Marilyn Monroe used to take it?
Stop being her. She's hot, too.
It's a barbiturate.
Look at this picture.
Marilyn Monroe was annoying as fuck. That's why they roofied her to shut her the fuck up.
Hey, that's not nice.
She kept fucking talking, so they roofied her and said, shut the fuck up, Marilyn.
Yeah. Rufinol is a trade name for flurazepam.
No, it's Rohip.
Yeah, no, but Rufinol is another one. Rufinol is a trade name for flurazepam, which is a drug that acts as a sedative, muscle relaxant, hypnotic, and antidepressant.
Wow.
Yeah, see? Wait, Pete has a mattress in his van.
We were driving past
his
daughter
was
remember we were driving past those little kids and we were like, they're going to be scared of us.
If anyone can follow this show.
Yeah, good luck, Miles.
Please Twitter Cleveland.
At what the fuck?
At Tranny Goldfish slash at.
It's Ryan _
Tranny Goldfish.
Cleveland.
He thinks that he's fooling people.
Who?
Cleveland, when he sucks his cheeks in. You look like a transvestite goldfish.
You do look skinnier when you suck your cheeks in.
Yeah, but he's going like this.
So I bite my cheeks sometimes in pictures because it makes me look.
I don't like it either. He does it. He loses
here. Gaunt. GAUNT.
Motherfucking Cleveland has been at the goddamn
production.
Gym
shut the fuck up,
for 2
dude.
2 weeks straight.
This show's not even going to get on air because of this shit.
Yeah, man.
What shit happened?
Fuck, stop showing shit the fuck off.
For you.
Yeah,
for your
man
fucking girls.
Not his
you
girl.
Stop.
I know what you're doing.
So vocal.
I know you.
You become this vocal.
I know
you. Become this vocal.
I get it. You're showing off. I'm on the radio too. I'm on the radio.
It's
serious.
No,
this
is it.
Eden from Sweden.
Cleveland was eating turkey
well, that is it. That
and
is
eating
it.
Steak and eating white rapper
what
dick.
Was
hey, what song are we playing by this local band?
Yeah. They're not local. They're from Milwaukee. They came over here. I wasn't here.
What track? Cleveland?
Yeah, I know. Cleveland? Fucking do it.
Who puts the favorite song track 3? By then, I'm fucking done with it.
I know.
They did a G.G. Allin cover at the end.
Cool.
Oh, they really
did.
They did bite it.
I'm glad I influenced them.
See, you did.
All right, never mind. Here's a track by Eden.
Yeah, they're good.
Track 3.
Eden.
Good luck. Sorry, Sirius. All right, this sucks. What?
Give it a chance.
Give it a chance. People who play rock music anymore just fucking blow, dude. It's not a wonder why there's no fucking fans of rock music.
Cleveland's supposed to say that's just your fucking opinion, man. And
like shit, dude.
But you don't have a fucking mic on.
What's today's date? Fucking faggy ass posers.
Dude. This is my favorite day in the world.
Dude, none of you have any fucking talent.
You don't even know how to play Leapfrog.
You're all faking.
You don't even know how to play Leapfrog. You must have went to Penn State.
Any of you fuckers playing rock?
I was going to say, I rat my motherfucking ass off.
The worst fucking
nobody
shit.
Likes that shit anymore.
Oh, they don't?
So I may as well rip you because you won't join me.
Fucking digging it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better not.
And he's got the coolest house that you guys said you ever seen. So obviously his
house didn't like it.
His fucking
his house didn't like it.
I bet you his house is rocking.
His house didn't
like
it as soon as he gets
back
to LA. Cleveland, why don't we play one of your fucking songs?
Yeah, play Poison Rain, please.
Fuck you, Leapfrog going bad.
And Eden's all right too.
If I'm fucking miserable, Cleveland,
you live on.
Play me some rock and roll, dude.
Live on it.
You really upset Cleveland.
Fuck whatever. That fucking kid used to cry every fucking radio show.
Fat ass.
Now his ego is as big as his fucking fat ass.
Tranny Goldfish. Chad, I kind of agree with you.
I gave him a chance to get on the mic.
I agree with everything you say.
About what? About how rock music is played by faggy ass fucking bullshit and posers.
Yeah,
fucks.
Anybody can do it.
I think today on this day,
it just all depends.
Chad Ginsburg
had a fucking.
He's pretty vocal today, isn't he?
I never heard Chad.
The radio will love
this. I don't have anything to say.
You do?
No, I don't. Honestly, if you play me a fucking shit-ass band that you're all fucking raving about, I'm going to have to say something.
Motherfucking, I'm always raving.
You're raving.
I'm always raving.
Welcome to 2001. You're a fucking out-of-date motherfucking white boy.
God
damn it. That's why Deadmau5 opened up for the Video Music Award. And Tiesto opened up for the Olympics.
Brian Austin Green.
God damn it.
Hey,
his fucking career went far.
Hey, make sure you guys come out on December 18th for CKY's last show.
Cares,
you know why CKY's playing the last show? Because everyone fucking blows
hates them
just enough. No, not because everyone
God
hates them.
It,
because
man,
everyone
God
blows so good.
They everybody blows so good.
They blow so good that we don't. To have a guitar on your fucking shoulders is embarrassing. It is fucking embarrassing.
I know, because I can get on stage and rap and have more people there and not have to split no money with nobody.
You fucking people are so fucking stupid.
God.
Like,
oh my God.
I'm not fucking kidding. You fucking people.
Don't hate
you and your reality TV. And
reality.
All that.
I don't watch reality
enough,
TV.
Man.
You're the
I don't
fucking
watch
fucking
TV.
You're all suck fucking dumb and you suck. So fuck.
Well, as long as CKY's blowing so good.
CKY can't play because we were a fucking good band. We were a real band. Oh, we fucking cared about making good music, not faking it like
you
fucking
gay
pussy
fuckers fucked it up for everybody.
Seriously, you're fucking make us not want to fucking put a guitar on because it's so fucking
bitch
embarrassing.
And Cleveland thinks we're serious right now.
It is embarrassing.
He is.
We're
he
fans really of CK. That doesn't mean
he's
you don't
serious
suck.
Chad is fucking
you
what
fucking blow.
What? No, yeah.
Like the wind, you fucking
bombs,
blow, motherfucker.
I drop bombs.
I can't take
like
it anymore.
Wind,
fucking shit.
Blow.
Bam, play some more rap.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
No wonder there's fucking nobody
see
out there anymore.
People ask why I listen to rap. This is why, Chad.
Oh,
it is why.
Selling
because rock now you get it. Now.
Rock music is fucking terrible.
It is.
It's
it is
dead.
God
it's
damn
dead.
It.
It's
it is dead.
1982.
You don't even know who fucking Steely Dan is, you motherfucker.
I'll fucking kill
God damn it. God damn it.
I can't take this shit.
This is fuck, dude. Nobody knows shit about
Chad,
fuck.
You know what? I want to hear your choice. Wendy-o. I
don't even want to play anything.
Play
we're
going
to have to play something.
Everyone's probably into the fucking worst music in the world anyway.
I don't like rap.
I don't even want to roll on Chavez anymore.
You know.
I don't fucking want to roll on
Bam,
Chavez.
Bam, play some more rap. Then.
Rap is there.
I will. Chavez.
Where do y'all walk?
I'm sorry, Sirius.
So, wait, you guys just cheated on each other on each other's cell phone?
Yeah, she's dating somebody named Plaid.
They
Plaid
got imaginary
no,
friends.
No, that's Arctic Monkeys.
Bam Bam loves Tam Tam.
I cannot, but
dude, I don't fucking care anymore.
Yo, Bam, would you play Steely Dan on your fucking radio show or no? Huh?
Why not?
You may play every other fucking goddamn
I can't fix
piece
it
of shit.
I want Chad to vent more often.
Plague. What about some Steely Dan?
I think it's
I
great
hold it back, dude.
Great.
I don't even have anything to fucking say
great
anymore.
I don't even have to fucking ask.
That he
right
is.
I can tell you right now, Penn Gnar
look at him just
fucking
staring.
Chad's a real musician, though. They make their own songs.
Hey.
You know.
Chad's mouth
yes
has not
Chad
closed.
Chad's so fucking serious
minutes
right now. I've never heard Chad be so fucking serious.
Thank God. Thank God.
But he's still hot. That's all that matters.
And that comes out of
what the fuck
field
is that supposed to mean?
Because he's still hot. He can be mad. It makes him hotter.
Well, hey, serious.
You're with
listening
him or
to
you're
Tamar,
with him?
A Tamar 4 right
both
now.
Oh, no.
She's
Chad
at a Tamar 4.
Chad is smoking hot, and he's almost my
you
want to
suck
yeah
his
hey, what a fucking mess.
Who?
Hey.
The whole fucking world, dude. I can't
I'm
take
pretty
it
upset.
Yo, let's just
I'm
start kicking
upset
ass and not
wait,
taking
why
ass.
Why don't we play him classical music? We should play classical music.
No, we shouldn't. We should play rap.
Chad, I'm totally on your side about this.
I know,
I'm
dude.
Upset.
I know.
I really my stomach's
up. It's
I'm
a good reason
up
to
my fucking iPhone.
All right, let's
see,
just fucking play some more fucking rap. All right.
You want some crap rap?
I hope y'all enjoy it. Motherfuckers.
Here's some crap rap, you fuck.
Radio Bam could probably blame
fuck
me for this
crap
whole rap.
This world
on
is fucked up, dude. I am not fucking kidding, dude.
You're
the whole
rap.
There's,
rap
you I'm guys are saying fucking ruining the
you're
earth.
Fucking
I'm
just
saying,
like,
I'm a rapper.
You guys like a
why
fuck
the fuck do I need a guitar or any equipment? Give me two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah.
And I'm getting it.
Where'd you learn that from?
And a
fucking
whole bowl of
90210. Fucking shit.
Goddamn crap.
90210.
Rap.
Yeah. Brian Brian crap. Austin Green.
What is that?
You look like him. You sound like him.
Crap. Man.
It sucks. Shit.
No, go back to Mount Miserable, dude, and wrap me some gifts, motherfucker. Chop me some wood, pussy. I'm just saying, I'll go back down to the Hobbit Hole and continue recording Christmas
songs.
Now,
he's getting pissed.
God damn it.
Go say it. Say it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tell him.
P-Duck, go ahead. Go off on chat.
I'm going to move in with you, dude.
Yeah, well, fine. Cool. Cool. You could be my fucking punching bag, all right, man? I don't even need a spar.
Yeah, Miserable Mountain. Yeah.
Don't make me take my shirt off.
Yeah, don't even fucking make it take a shirt.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. Okay.
You gonna move in with him?
All right. Yellow Wolf.
Here's the situation.
Jesus fucking
fucking shit.
Oh, my God.
Bye, Radio Band.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Hell of a day to load a 22 and take it to the woods and let it ring it till the night and break a bottle with the bullet. Yes, I'm body, motherfucker. Not a single sign of everything is missing from my southern roots. I'm liable just to take a Chevrolet and run it through the mud for jiggles. What a son of a bitch, my mama raised into a rapper who can tell a story like my uncle when he's drinking. Product of a working environment. Fuck what y'all think. Thinking I'm working harder than any artist can ever do it simply because I'm made that way. I put a house around your ass before you can realize that you in the neighborhood that Yellow Wolf made. So call me your redneck and tell your boys about it. Tell them I'm an Alabama wannabe. I'll be. I just take it to the studio and drop a bomb on you from a motherfucking beanbag.
I need that getaway. Tell my folks roll up the J's. Bring Yellow Wolf a juice. We'll serve it from the roof with a broken Chevrolet. Talk to there's nothing left to say. Cause if I don't get away, when you see my trailer park getaway, then you will have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. You won't have to get away from me. Load up the guns, load up the guns. Then you won't have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. Cause if I don't get away, you will see my trailer park getaway, then you won't have to get away from me.
Man, I done been through it all. I done been up and know what it is to fall. Police filling all of my balls without a probable cause, cause I never sent all. Dog, you gotta do something fat. Who the roll with Wolf, why you come back? Cause them up there don't wanna play fair. Got me pinned to the wall like a fucking thumbtack. Dumb fat, dumb hell. Criticize a nigga for the crack I sell. Like you can give a shit if a nigga eat well or eat at all. Wanna see me fall, let them see that now, dog. Them lies, long as I got cake fish on my side. Bitch, I'm headed up to the sky. Roll up, let's get high. Waving them by.
We'll serve up on the roof with a broken Chevrolet. Talk to the stuff that left to say. Cause if it don't get away, we don't see my trailer park get away. Then you won't have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. You won't have to get away from me. Load up the guns, load up the guns. Then you won't have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. Cause if I don't get away, we don't see my trailer park get away. Then you won't have to get away from me.
When the clutch when it's still spitting them out. Your post and still shit in your house. They put my dick in your mouth. Take it back out. Put it back in. Fuck on the floor. Spit on the couch. When you ugly motherfucker, think you're dug enough for rug enough for gut enough or fast enough. Keep up. Most retarded motherfucker in the whole wide world ain't stupid or dumb enough to fuck with. If in, say in. Say in. And if you're in, then your motherfucking business. Knuckle up, buckle up, hustle up, huddle up. How to move, don't do. Not a nail, not a nigga out of there. Can't compare. To what I do to these balls, on these balls and these girls and these balls and these balls and these tables and chairs. I need that.
Get away. Tell my folks roll up the J's. Bring yellow over juice. We'll serve it from the roof with a broken Chevrolet. Talk to the stuff that left to say. Cause if I don't get away, you will see my trailer park get away. Then you will have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. You will have to get away from me. Load up the guns, load up the guns. Then you won't have to get away from me. Drinks on smokes. Cause if I don't get away, you won't see my trailer park get away. Then you won't have to get away from me.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Oh, holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes. Because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm the runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Running
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.